This is the Giraffes Don't Eat Steak podcast, a show that brings you marketing stories, tips, hints, and much more. A treat for those who want to succeed in business or marketers who just want to learn.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I am good. I am really, really good. I have a question, though. I think I need business cards. I know we've never done any, I think, for MDA because we didn't need it, right? But
we did for Orange Tree.
We did. We did for Orange Tree.
Then we rebranded fairly soon after that. And I don't think we... And then the pandemic hit, I think.
Yeah, so we didn't have to.
Didn't have to, no.
But now I'm doing some face-to-face networking stuff again. And I did get an electronic business card. Have you seen those? It's got the RFID something and you tap someone's phone. And so I got one of those thinking that was really clever. But what I realized is it's a push system. So I'm pushing my details to the other person's phone. I don't have their details back. So it's not actually ideal for you want to transfer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens also in the business card, as long as they need to have a business card as well, right?
No, that's true. But usually that's what you do, right? You do a swap.
Yeah. It's a thing I've seen that works really well, but it's not that prominent in the UK. I mean, throughout Latin America, WhatsApp, and I'm not sure if it's the same in South Africa, but all businesses run on WhatsApp. And it works incredibly well because also every contract that you do, telephone contract, housing contract, or work contract, it's all based on your telephone number. And so everything comes through your WhatsApp, through your number, and it works amazingly well, actually, better than the systems I've seen that we have in the UK. And that also acts as a business card because you can obviously create your image on your profile picture. And then if you've got a WhatsApp for business, when you click on someone's profile, it lists all of the details and all of the contact information, the link to your website, whatever you want to have on it. And you can either obviously just send it to someone's number, or you can do the QR thing. It has a QR on it. So you just scan the QR and then it comes up with their WhatsApp number and yours. And you share it instantly, and it works perfectly.
I like that. That sounds like it would work.
And I don't know what you use WhatsApp quite a lot.
I live on WhatsApp.
Yeah, but do you use it for business?
No,
it's a bit of a gray line.
I do contact all my clients, for example. Contact me on WhatsApp. I'm going to get to you much quicker than if you email me or if you phone me. I'm never going to answer the phone. So, but if you want, even my kids WhatsApp me. But I haven't created a business account, so I don't have it. Like the way you're describing WhatsApp for business is not the way I've used it.
Yeah. And also because I know you use like WhatsApp desktop. It's now. It's not just on your phone. So if you're working on your computer, it's perfect as well, and you still have those functionalities. But it's something that we could use for business, even if it's not in a market where it's prominent, like the UK, because you're still just doing it on an individual basis. And for a marketing company, for example, it's not like there's lots of contracts like a telephone contract or something, or customer service lines and stuff. It's just a individual business to business communication line.
Okay, well, I'll have a look at that.
But there's also business cards also have a really interesting place as well. It's like CDs versus Spotify, or records versus Spotify. I put a lot more value into the asset that I had, in this case being a CD, and obviously in the business case being the business card, when I'm sort of physically involved in it, and I can touch it, I can read it, I can feel it, I connect more with it. I don't know. I guess that it could be also good to have a combination, depending on the person you speak to. If you know your customer and you know that they prefer records over MP3s, Spotify's, WAV files, then a business card could be a good addition.
Now I think I've got a networking event in a couple of weeks. I think I want to get some physical business cards and go and see. I mean, I got a goodie bag from a new supplier that I'm looking at, and he's put his business card on the front of his brochure. I've got the scanning
I
thing
can't
on
see
here.
because you've got the
Can you see
blurry
it now?
background.
There, non-blurry. So he's just stuck his business card on the front of his brochure. That's pretty clever, right? Because now I have it. And then I was looking at gifts the other day, and there's a phone wallet. I don't think I have it here with me now, but you can stick it on the back of your phone, and then you can put your cards and stuff in there. It's like a wallet. And I thought, that's clever. If I give that out as gifts, but my business cards are already inside.
See, that works nicely, yeah.
That's a tangible way of getting your contact details out there, right? You couldn't really do that with. See, the whole thing with this electronic business card, it looks swanky when you pull it out, right? Got your logo on, but they're not taking it. You tap, and then you're pushing your details. It gets stored in contacts, and contacts, I don't know if you know, does not sort by recency. It goes into alphabetical order. So then, if you don't remember who you met, like me, I've got thousands and thousands of contacts. I can't find them.
Especially if
Like,
you're
I can't find them.
especially if, like me, your naming conventions are not actually very good. Sometimes, like I might meet someone and I've forgotten their name or forgotten, the situation. I might put some really cryptic clue to myself, like BFG.
Like BFG.
And I might forget it. It's definitely not foolproof.
So yeah, and then I have nothing back until they connect. So like on this thing on my profile that I pushed to them, I did put my LinkedIn URL, but then I'm literally what hoping that they connect with me. It's the only way I'm going to get their details back again. Like if you're still at mercy, right? Where at least with a business card swapping, it's like either you're going to chase me or I'm going to chase you, but I'm still in control a little bit. LinkedIn used to have a really cool feature where you could click a button and say find all others in my vicinity, and then it would scour for anyone else in there on LinkedIn, and you could find them in the room and just connect with them. But they stopped that about 2, 3 years ago. I don't know why. It was really awesome.
Would that be from, wouldn't be a privacy issue, would it?
Don't know why, but you switch this toggle on or off whether you allowed yourself to be found or not. But then what we did then is we went in, it must have been before COVID, so it's a while back, because we went into a room and we would announce at the start going, to facilitate connections, all go here. We had a screen with it saying, go here and switch on the find me, so that we tell everyone in the room to be, and then you could find anyone in the room, connect to them. And then, of course, for if you don't want to be found going further, you switched it off again. It was a really cool tool. I don't know why they
That's a good
killed
one.
it.
Well, that's quite might be quite interesting to find out. I can't imagine it's a privacy issue.
No, especially if you're saying I'm allowing people to find
It's
me.
also the same as just searching by location in LinkedIn or by company.
Yeah. So there's a gap for somebody who can create that LinkedIn equivalent. I think if there's honestly, I think it would work for me, right? Because then you wouldn't need the paper business cards ever again.
Yeah, that is also the other thing as well, using paper for the business cards.
Yeah, let's go with a recycled version.
And also, what do you think about creative business cards? And I mean ones that aren't on a square, ones that they're in the shape of something. So, for example, like the marketing detective agency in a in the shape of a magnifying glass or a question mark or something like that. Do you think they're cool, but they're a little bit impractical? Because where do you store the business card? Where do people store the business cards? In your where is it? In your wallet, in a cupboard, in a drawer, in a business card filer? Not sure, but having something that's an odd shape can like crumple. It's easy to miss somewhere. You can drop it quite easily. Have you seen any that you thought look really cool, but you're like, that's actually really impractical?
I don't think I've seen any. The one that I thought was interesting, on the one side, they printed, so it was a bigger size than normal. It was the size of a note. I don't know if it was pound or well, it must have been more than a pound. But you know what I mean? It was so they printed the one side to look like money.
I've seen, I saw that. Well,
I think we went together when we saw that. And but then on the other side, it was, you were quite disappointed.
yeah, I actually just remembered where I found that, where I was given that, but I'm not going to say that on air.
Oh, okay, cool. And
No,
then we definitely were not together because I'm happy to say mine was at a networking
we definitely were not. I can guarantee that. You just brought back a very strange memory for me then. Completely forgot about that. Okay, moving on.
So yeah,
yeah,
I've
so
seen those. What else have I
yeah.
seen?
Didn't we met a lady once, didn't we? Who I think worked in VR
Oh
and
yes, the virtual reality business
virtual
case. I mean,
reality
business
business
card.
card. Yeah.
I don't know if it took off. We should reconnect with her and see how did it go,
Yeah.
right? We were excited when we saw it.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I haven't seen anything personally, but that doesn't mean it's not existing in some shape or format.
Well, you don't do much networking, so where would you see
What's networking? Never heard of it.
I have to drag myself out to go, but I am doing a little bit more than you, so I have a better chance of finding them.
Do you take the dogs to networking?
No.
Why not?
Well, they need a bit of training still. They're especially Millie. She's sleeping at my feet now. She's a yipper. So I need to socialize a bit first. She's a little bit annoying, but yeah, I don't know. I've been like yesterday or the day before. I went to a conference, and even there, like there's all these stalls and whatever. And you kind of want to, when you find interesting ones that are like, oh, okay, this is good. You kind of want to leave your detail, like, and some of them have like this piece of paper, and you can scribble your details down. You're like, okay. Although the conference I went to, you get a scanner, right? And so you've got a barcode with your details because you create a profile, and but then you pay for the scanner. I think it's $500 or whatever, and then you've got the downloaded list of everyone you've scanned, and you load the scanner on your phone. So at least that's better. It's not a physical device. So that's another way, right? That you're collecting details, but then people aren't getting yours. It's an interesting one, right? Sort of purpose. You need to start at the top. Purpose. Are you wanting to gather data or are you wanting to push data? And then next step, I know this is supposed to be step one, but actually next step is target market, who you're gathering from or pushing to. For example, I don't think everyone will be open to this WhatsApp idea at my networking because it's going to be new and strange.
Be interesting to trial it.
No, I will trial it, but I'm going to take business cards as backup just in
Of course,
case they all like, you
What?
psycho, I'm not giving you my WhatsApp.
Also, the cool thing about the WhatsApp thing is that because you can update, you can add your state, your like a story to your status. So you know, in WhatsApp, there's three tabs. The one in the middle, which is, I think it's called updates or something. Anyway, in there, then you can just put whatever promotions, offers, or whatever you like. They just come up. You can do it daily or weekly or whatever.
So I've got friends who update that status often. But for me, I'm just barely finding time to update our LinkedIn often. Like adding another channel that I need to update. I've been like, I'm already exhausted just thinking about it. I may stick to the paper business card just because of that. Because again, you must be fresh, right? That's the thing. You can't leave some stale happy Christmas message on and we're now sitting end of Feb because you didn't update it.
No, that is true. That is true.
So whatever
But
you use, even business cards, you must have a plan for. If you're using business cards, exactly your question. When you come back with this pile of business cards, if you're just going to stick them in a drawer, what a waste of time. Why did you even bother, right? So what is your action plan with them? Where are you going to, why file it? You can rather just take photos of them and chuck it, right? But are you going to find people on LinkedIn? Are you setting up appointments? Like, what are you doing with this information?
I mean, that's my issue with the business cards is I'm not a collector of sort of any sorts. Again, so I can only just talk about my personal feeling, and I'm sure there's other people like me, but I'm sure there's millions and billions of people who are the complete opposite to me, like you, for example, where you do like physical things, whereas I don't have anything other than anything that's on my phone or my computer. For me, having contact details and status updates and direct notifications on my phone, or being able to notify people directly through their phone, that works for me personally as a consumer. So it's quite interesting to, and I think that's an interesting one, because even though knowing you're an audience for a particular product, you'll have different people. You have people who have different
Preferences.
preferences to digital versus non-digital. Like me and my brother, we're the same generation, the same from the same family. We might have the same, actually, we're really, really
No,
different.
you're very different. He's a bad example.
It's so different. But I was going to say, if we both like to eat, that's a similarity we have. So if there was a food product or something, he would. If you he, be advertising to him in a non-digital format would work perfectly, but to a digital format, and but we're after the same thing, but I would never see the non-digital one, but I would for the digital one, if you know what I mean. So in those audiences, there are those preferences.
It is interesting. I've got clients who we want to share information, and for some we've created a WhatsApp group, and others have been, no, I never use WhatsApp for my personal or for my business. WhatsApp is only personal. So we've had to create a separate online forum on the website for them. So because they've been adamant that they do not use WhatsApp for business.
So that's quite an interesting thing to have in mind then. So I think that would be really interesting to see the feedback you get from the from your net. How many people in your net? Is it a small one, large one?
Well, it's the first time I'm going. It's in
Okay.
Southampton and it's at a sports stadium. All
Yeah.
stuff that does not interest me at all. So it's going to be so
Was that
fascinating.
called? Is it St. Mary's Stadium? Is that the one?
Yes, that's where I'm going.
I used to live just behind that stadium.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently, I'm supposed to be impressed by the stadium. I think I'm not the right target audience.
No, you're not. You're not. But it'd be really interesting to see if you go with two forms of business cards, a digital one and a non-digital one. And I know it's not the biggest pool of testing pool, but it would be really interesting to
Well,
see.
there's 60 people. That's quite a pool.
Be interesting to see the amount of the responses you get from the digital one, the responses you get from the physical one. Maybe we could do a results day podcast session about that. And a bit of feedback on business cards and the different preferences people have on those and feedback. And maybe we can start a new WhatsApp for business campaign
I will
in
leave you to run that, Mr. Digital.
the
You are welcome to run the
future.
WhatsApp. Although you say that, I'm probably gonna. I do move with the times. I had this conversation. Is that I do move with the times when the time is right. So I've got. I mean, I do, I'm on what lots of WhatsApp groups.
Especially if you see it starting to stick with the customer,
If my customer wants it, I'll do it.
you'll
Absolutely.
be
That's.
in. You'll be in very quickly.
But that's why I'm on Slack, WhatsApp, Teams, Zoom. That's why I'm on 5 million channels now, because it depends on what my customer wants. Do you remember we had, what was that? Was it, we weren't allowed to use WhatsApp with that one client. Remember we had to use, what was it called? Telegram.
Telegram, yeah, Telegram.
We're only allowed to use Telegram. So now I have Telegram. And there
I
was
think
another one. What was the other one? It was another channel. Signal. Signal.
I've also been using Discord recently.
Yeah, Discord I've got.
Well, this sounds like it's setting up for another podcast session on internal communications.
Okay, it's a deal. That's the next
Yeah,
one.
because
So
it's
we're
a really
now.
interesting topic because I've re we've recently been battling with internal communications because there's just everybody's using their own format and it's driving us mad. So we're just doing quite a lot of work, and because we're just merging with another business at the moment. And they've got their own host of internal communication tools, and so it's a very interesting process we're going through at the moment.
Okay.
So we want to talk about.
So you feedback on that, and we can talk about internal comms, and I will feedback on my business card test.
For the external communications
Yes.
with your clients. That sounds good. I love it. When's your networking session this week?
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
That
by the
sounds.
time this podcast airs, it may be over already, but anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true. Awesome.
Awesome. All right. So you're going to get me a design to get some business cards, paper ones printed. And I, what do I need? I need to set up this WhatsApp thing on my phone if I'm going to test that. So I will do that. And we will see which one works the best.
Looking forward to it.
Chat to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That wraps up this episode of Giraffes Don't Eat Steak. Thanks for joining us. I hope you found value in our discussion and got some new ideas to apply to your own business. Tune in next week for another round of marketing insights and inspiration. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate you listening. Catch you next time on Giraffes Don't Eat Steak.